In the quest for safer vehicles, airbags have been one of the major contributors to the reduction in fatalities. They were introduced into some Australian cars in the early 1990s.
Airbags have improved a lot since the early days when a driver airbag was basically a balloon on the steering wheel. People started to realise that some drivers were being injured by the way the airbag inflated, and so they looked at less aggressive airbags. They inflate in a way that is less likely to injure the occupant. Basically, they do the job better all round. Basically, they halve the risk of a serious head injury or a fatal head injury in a crash. It's quite significant. That means of every 10 drivers who were killed without an airbag, 5 would have survived with an airbag. Now, added to the driver airbag is a front passenger airbag over the dashboard, and that, again, prevents the passenger's head hitting the dash. So that's probably halved the risk of a serious injury in that type of crash. Next, we saw side airbags that protected the chest and the hips of the passenger in a side impact. They either popped out of the side of the door or out of the side of the seat. The next development was to add head protection inside impacts. And the first airbags we saw doing that were the ones that popped out of the seat. They had an extra extension that came up and protected the head. And they've been available on some Australian cars since the mid-90s, but usually only as on the luxury models or as an option. Finally, we saw the development of inflatable side curtains, which usually cover the front and rear seats and protect the occupants extremely well in these severe impacts, like sideways into a pole. More recently, I've seen some models have knee airbags for the driver to help take the loads of the legs and prevent knee injuries.
All of these airbags are carefully tuned to certain crash scenarios. So if you have one crash, all your airbags won't go off at the one time. If you hit from the side airbags will deploy. If you have a frontal crash, the frontal airbags will deploy. If you get hit from the rear and there's no airbag specifically designed for that scenario, then no airbags will deploy. So the sophistication of the system has increased dramatically. The power of electronics means that even inside the car, airbags will become more intelligent. Effectively, by using other sensors, the control system for the airbag will know the weight and size of the occupant sitting in each seat. Depending on where the seat is positioned, will give an indication of how tall the occupant is. Having a relatively simple pressure sensor in the seat, you can calculate the weight of the occupant. So if you know the size and weight of the occupant, you then can tune the airbag's firing if it's a multi-stage airbag, depending on the size of the occupant, the severity of the impact. The airbag control system can effectively optimize the airbag for the particular occupant. Moving outside the car, there is experimental work going on with airbags that are mounted at bumper level to provide a cushion between an impact with a pedestrian and a occupant. The difference there would be the sensor system will need to detect the pedestrian before the pedestrian is struck, because the effectiveness of an airbag is providing the cushion between the human and the vehicle. Similar to how a stuntman can jump from a building and lands on an inflated airbag, which then slowly deflates and cushions his fall, an automotive airbag needs to do the same thing.
There are many other developments in vehicle technology that have become standard features on passenger cars, such as crumple zones. Graham Brisbane.
Well, the crumple zone was put in place in 1989 and became Australian design standard in 1989. And it's just a weakened part of metal in the chassis of a car that allows for the transfer of energy on impact, so that instead of the passenger taking the full impact, some of the energy is transferred to the weight at the back of the car, and hence there's less impact on the driver. Unless it's a vintage car, there's no cars on the road that don't have crumple zones. And my personal belief is that's an example of something that's gone through and made a huge difference to road safety